What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
He said, Ella Dijo.
Welcome.
Back.
Yes, we are back. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It means a lot to me and to Eric, and we appreciate you all.
We love our listeners. I put a little appreciation post out for our listeners on Instagram.
Did.
I love the feedback, the comments. I love how passionate our listeners are about this podcast and how so many of them can relate. It just inspires me to want to keep going and doing more.
I know. A lot of Twitters. Every single day I have so much movement.
A lot of Twitters? Twitterers?
Like tweets. I said a lot of tweeters, so that's funny.
You said a lot of Twitterers.
A lot of tweets. Yeah, a lot of tweets. Yeah, people love it. Thank you. Thank you, guys. It truly means a lot.
So I guess it's the first time on our podcast we're going to talk about the cancellation of Fantasy Island.
Da-dung. Oh, Lord.
What?
Do you want to ask me any questions? Do you want to interview me? See how I feel?
What will the island no longer do for you? Oh, man.
The island will no longer separate me from my family.
Yeah, that's true. There's
for
a positive.
A long time.
I've been asking for that from the island for a while.
The island will allow me to get paid what I deserve.
Yes.
The island will allow me to move
we'll
to
miss
things
Fantasy Island
that are critically acclaimed.
Well,
no, I'm joking, guys. I do have mixed feelings about it because I have to say I loved Fantasy Island. I loved everything about it. I loved being in Puerto Rico, close to my mom, dad, and brothers and family and friends, and to be able to spend time with the Puerto Rican crew, which is phenomenal, was incredible. And and be closer to a lot of stray dogs that I could help. And there was a lot of Fantasy Island that I enjoyed. John and Kiara, Daniel Lugo, Alexa, the family, everybody. It was a beautiful, very functional family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, if you want to ask me about how I feel about how it went down,
there's no point. This is the business. You take the good with the bad. You move on. You just push forward. That's what this business is all about.
No,
this business is not about the easy. It's not for the faint of heart. This is not a business you just, you know, waltz through. This business pushes you around, and that's what it does. So at the end of the day, you know, it was a stepping stone in the direction in which you needed to go. That's it. It did its job for you.
It did.
It was meant to be this way.
I loved every single second,
God's
and I will
plan.
Miss Elena Rourke forever, but I am very much looking forward to what is next. I'm going to manifest so many things, guys. You know, I'm torn because I'm thinking, do I want to do comedy and really try to get myself like a really good dramedy like Devious Mates or even like a multicam, or do I want to go to streaming and try to play like a badass?
The good news is
I think action-packed
the
drama.
Universe will present you with options and you will get to choose.
I hope so.
As they come in.
I hope so.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have to always be your, this business, as you know, isn't always about your planning.
No,
it's
but
about,
you can manifest. You manifested working in LA and you got
it. I didn't manifest the type of role. I didn't manifest the type of show.
No, but you manifested
a location.
I want to be in Los Angeles. Yeah, I'm going to be more specific.
So maybe you should manifest that. I want to be in Los Angeles and whatever else comes
around. No, but I also want to manifest the material.
Okay, but now you're asking for a lot of manifestation.
I believe in that. I think it's possible. I think it's possible.
So stay tuned for the next episode of Manifestation by Roz.
I want everybody to pray for me, guys, because I have a movie that I want to direct in Puerto Rico. It's been 2.5 years in the making. I was about to do it, and then I got Fantasy Island. It was put on hold for 2 years. Now I'm available, and I thought for sure I was going to PR August, September, October to shoot it. Now there's a little bit of a hiccup because the incentives in Puerto Rico, the tax incentives for movie making. Anyways, I have a very important interview on Thursday, and I want collective prayers because I really wanna do this movie and I wanna direct it.
If it's meant to be, it'll happen.
I know, but it always helps when you have a little bit of push of believers and good energy.
Yeah. I agree.
Starting with you.
I agree.
You're the first one who needs to start praying for me and manifesting this movie happens for me because you know it's very important.
I always pray for you and what's best for you.
What's best for me, but not exactly what I want. Then.
But we talk about this all the time. What is the whole thing that you always preach to me, to everybody else? We make plans and God laughs.
Yeah.
You say it all the time. So when it comes to yourself, you have to take your own advice. I tell you this all the time. People in general, myself included, we always are great at dishing out advice. We never can take our own advice. Mm-hmm. Take your own advice. Manifest things that are important to you and then just release. Release. You can't control it.
Let go and let God.
We talked about this before. I thought you aren't controlling. Don't control it.
I'm not trying to control anything. I'm just trying to manifest.
I know, but manifesting doesn't mean getting always what you want. It means getting in the order in which you're meant to receive it.
Oh my God, you're so spiritual.
You're so
enlightened.
I'm preaching what you always say.
I know. You have learned a lot. I love it.
But I want you to learn from your own words.
I know. It's easier for me to be a therapist and not the patient.
All right. Hot topics. You know, this is a topic that I don't feel like I have to comment too much on. People are going crazy over Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez and viral video of a door closing hard and all these things.
Well, the movement was pretty specific.
Okay, here's my point.
Pretty energetic.
Here's my thing. You've slammed the door on my foot before.
What?
You throw things at times.
I have never. I've been known to throw a couple of things. I've never done it to you.
Lose your
For
temper.
18 years, I have not lost my temper.
What? You lose your
not
temper.
Not the way that I
maybe
keep,
that you
I
used
could.
To, didn't, but whatever. Point is,
I've never thrown anything at you.
These poor people are under a microscope. Leave them
and
alone.
And they love it.
Let them be. We don't know they love it.
They love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Let them just live their lives, man. They're probably doing just fine.
No,
they're happy. The press is out of control.
So why did he go boom.
Who cares?
Like this, look, how was it? Can you do it? Can you recreate it?
No. Boom. It doesn't matter. Who cares? They are happy. They're married.
They are.
They're living their life. They're under a microscope for no, I mean, not for no good reason. Obviously,
I
major
do know
celebrities.
That she chewed him out after. You see that?
How do you know
she
that?
She chewed.
How do you know
because
that? Were you there?
And chew is chimichanga.
How do you know that she chewed him out?
Oh, I know she did.
Oh my God, you don't know anything? You weren't there?
As a Puerto Rican, I can attest that she did not appreciate the movement, the whole thing around it when people were taking photographs and videos. She was probably like, excuse me,
what did you just do?
I'm joking, guys. The reality is I have no idea.
I want them to have a great life.
I do too.
Be happy.
Very much.
I'm happy for them. Everybody's trying to find a flaw. Everyone's trying to look for everything possible.
Yeah.
Poor guy came and just sit at an award show without people like Hawkeyeing every single movement. It's like, just, man, this dude
Like this is for real.
I'm a big Ben Affleck fan. He is extremely talented.
And I'm a big Jennifer Lopez
and
fan.
And I'm a fan of both. Yeah. Let him be.
So we do want them to be absolutely happy. Listen, it's been a lot of heartache and a lot of relationships that, you know, she went in with all her heart, did not pan out the way she wanted to. And I know this is probably her last attempt with the love of her life. So we wish them nothing but incredible things. They deserve it.
Absolutely. Now, this other thing that's come up here in the news is Olivia Wilde. I didn't even know this was a thing. Wearing a wedding dress to her friend's wedding. I don't know. I guess she came under fire for this, that you're not supposed to wear a wedding dress to somebody else's wedding. Is that true?
Well, I guess
they were totally fine with it.
Because you don't want to compete against...
It's two men.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. If it's a woman, if it's your friend and she's getting married, yeah, don't wear white and don't do something that is similar to a wedding dress because the comparisons are going to be inevitable and it's not your night, it's your friend's night. But in this case, it's two men. It's a gay wedding. She loves them both. They love her. It was more of a joke. It was a laugh.
Was it a joke?
I think it was.
It was planned?
I think so. No, I think
it says
she
didn't have a veil on. She didn't have like a train on the dress.
They got a kick out of it.
It was just a silky dress. It's like she looks great.
You know what's happening? Because after the whole, what is the name of the ex-husband, Ted Lasso?
Jason Sudeikis?
Yes. It was so public. She's always been very famous and the press loves her, loves them both. But because of the divorce, it's so messy. Oh. Now they have become like a bit of a, people are invested in paparazzi and photographers. Everybody's looking to see what they're going to do wrong.
Just like our friends, Ben and Jen.
Correct.
Paparazzi just finding a problem. People are finding a problem. Now, yeah. You're right. It does say here she was doing it as a joke.
Clearly
they must have known. It's all in good taste. I think people are tripping. She looked great. She's celebrating them.
It was a laugh. She was more than happy. Yes. It was all about love. People chill. Just leave her alone.
Now, let me talk about this next topic. Kelly Clarkson, I saw this myself. She got a lot of heat, I guess, for some toxicity behind the scenes of her talk show.
I don't believe that for a second.
Well, listen, there might be some people somewhere in the chain of command that might, you know, be unhappy or disgruntled or causing problems. I've been on that show twice. I saw everybody getting along. She is incredible. Incredible, so nice to not just the guests. I mean, like anybody who is there in and around us, even our kids, you know, went to the same school. She's been amazing every time I see her or whoever she's around. There's no way there's toxicity within her part of that show. And, you know, maybe there are people that work at that show that have had problems, and she made it clear she's going to get to the bottom of it and she's going to try to.
It's kind of like, it's like the Ellen situation that Ellen was like, I had no idea. I'm all about love and giving back and all
although
that.
Although I think there was more because you saw a lot of celebrity. I was never on the Ellen show. I don't know Ellen. But there were a lot of celebrities that came out who had been on that show and experienced bad situations.
Yeah.
So this, I don't think anybody's ever experienced it from her.
She's lovely.
Yeah. So I feel like this, I don't want to discredit anybody going through something.
But let me ask you something. Do you believe it's possible that you are the head, right? You're the director of this, you're the pilot, let's say, of this airplane. And your flight attendants and even the people flying, the customers, can be causing all kinds of problems and toxic a toxic environment, and as a pilot, you don't see, you don't feel, you don't hear, you're completely oblivious to everything that happens within your own ship. Is that even possible?
I think in this situation, when you're the now, if you're like the executive producer on top, driving that, really driving every single detail that goes on, not just driving it and hosting it, she wears a lot of hats, Kelly. So I think it's possible that maybe something might get missed somewhere in the chain of command. But I think if there are other EPs around her, shielding her from that situation that might be going on, it's possible. But we also, I haven't heard specifics as far as that behavior goes. Like, this is a broad term, you know, just there's toxic behavior. Did someone get made to feel unwelcome one day? Did somebody, is somebody arguing with another coworker and they're bickering and they're saying it's toxic here? Like, how deep is the toxicity, you know?
Yeah.
I think the Ellen thing was much bigger.
You know what I think? I think as women, where we are, when we have this position of, I don't want to say position of power, but when you have the ability, right, to be the face, the brand of something, and it's your name and it's your likeness, and you have a lot of people employed under you, I think it's so important. It doesn't matter how busy, it doesn't matter how powerful, it doesn't matter how incredible your team is behind you. It is so important to be all over it. You have to basically realize, I'm the talent, but they're also giving me a producer credit. It's my brand, it's my likeness, so I need to make sure that everything aligns with my spirit and who I am. And I think this is a very, it's an incredible learning lesson, assuming that she didn't know anything and she's shocked, right? That there was some toxicity. Now she has the opportunity to move to New York and start all over again. She's going to bring her core team that she trusts and she knows are good people. But now she should know better.
Well,
if it's my face, I'm going to make sure that even the person cleaning the bathrooms aligns with my vision.
She'll correct it, but here's what I would say. When you're probably starting a show in the first year, 2 years, I bet you you're far more in tune with those every little details. As a show's been on for 5, 6, 7, 10 years,
you have to be even more in tune.
But I bet you, you feel, because this is what every great does, right? In anything, whether you're the CEO of a company, you put also great people around you that you can delegate towards. So you put those people around you so you can service your strengths and other areas better, because you can only do so much.
You still have to pay attention.
I'm just saying that I'm sure she was doing her absolute best and after years trusted the team around her, and maybe those people also weren't paying close enough attention when that was their job.
So you're fired!
Who is?
Everybody. I'm joking. Listen. That's like, what is a movie that the kids love, Dylan? Fired! Cat in a hat?
Cat in a hat.
Cat in a hat.
Yeah, listen, I think Kelly's going to make this perfect, and I think she's all over
it. She's amazing. That's why it's so sad that she even has to go through this bull caca, because she doesn't deserve it.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
This is something I want to talk about where, yes, I am so glad to see this dude get fired. A veteran New York news anchor gets fired because he didn't realize his mic was on. And this is in New York, called his co-star the C, ends with a T, word. That's horrific. First of all, mic on, off, it's horrific. He thought his mic wasn't going. Like an idiot, you're on camera 24/7 as a news anchor. You know, well, you should know that by now. And called this lady that word and was fired immediately. Thank God. There's just, that's toxic work behavior.
Do you have his name? Let's blast it. What's his name? Where is this?
Rosado was off air.
Rosado? Is he Latino?
Uttered the phrase.
No, dude.
He allegedly uttered the phrase. And the mic picked it up.
He looks so lovely on that picture.
Well, that's probably a happier moment for him and his co-star, co-anchor, Charlene. But Charlene, I'm sorry you had to experience that toxic work behavior from Ken. Ken Rosado is his name.
Ken Rosado. Ken, you are done in the business. Go find something else to do because I don't think you will ever, you will never be hired.
It's also just one of those like, No woman deserves to be called that. number one. What could she, I don't care how much they dislike each, like dislike working with each other. Listen, that's super common in this business. People may or may not, you know, you've heard rumors, but listen, so many actors work together and can't stand each other. So many anchors work together, can't stand each other. People on camera behind the scenes work together and can't stand each other. It is very commonplace in our business, in every business, right? I think every profession, people don't all get along, clearly. But you see, it's weird, I think, for viewers to see people on camera who seem to have so much chemistry and they despise each other. And often I equate that to good chemistry on camera, because chemistry is chemistry. Whether you like the person or you hate the person, you're making the audience member feel something. So these two maybe hated each other for all we know, but they were probably amazing news anchors because they probably had some kind of riffing with each other or some kind of banter with each other.
That's an awful...
It's an awful existence,
but... Working relationship. Have you ever been on set that you dislike somebody severely, or like you're not in speaking terms with somebody, and it's just, you just go to work miserable because you have to see that face every single day?
No, I have to say, in 20 something years, I'm very, very fortunate. I've never like despised anybody I've worked with or had a horrific experience ongoing. I've had moments with certain co-stars where maybe it wasn't my favorite moment or favorite time, but it always got better. And I've had moments where, maybe I didn't care for the person, but I didn't work with them that much, so I can get through it. We talked about our story. I had one big celebrity that I was a guest star on their show, and he was an absolute piece of trash. Outside of that, I've never had a bad experience.
I did a show once for many seasons, and the second season got a little testy with the girls. And I remember one was not really speaking to anybody. It was like her own island kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was very uncomfortable for everybody. We took it as a laugh, but it's funny until it's not funny anymore. When you have to get up at 5 a.m. because you have a 5:45 call time, and you show up on your trailer and that person is there, doesn't even say good morning, and she's just annoyed and insecure because it was all based on insecurity and ego. that was very uncomfortable. But you know me, I was like, girl, if you say hi, I'm going to say hi. If you don't say hi, I don't have to look at you. You don't affect me.
Yeah, there's nothing worse, and I'm with you, than going to work. And I think in any profession, going to work and feeling that energy that's just like, whether it's daggers at you or dislike coming at you, or just there's a penetrating energy that makes you not want to be there. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing worse, like you said, than getting up early or being a part of something and you just want to go home, or you want to just ignore this and you can't because you have to deal with them all the time. Yeah. There's nothing worse. It throws off your whole day. It's not fun anymore. Everybody works too hard. In this business or any business, like, you work too hard to be experiencing, you know, BS.
Yeah. That's why I loved my Fantasy Island family, because I love Kiara and John. It was that part of the show was such a pleasure. I'm going to miss them. I'm going to miss you guys.
Fantasy Island.
La Isla de la Fantasía.
The island will do something for you again someday.
It will. It will.
All right. Next topic.
I love this topic. And Eric is having a hard time dealing with this situation.
No, I don't put major
words. Just be honest.
81-year-old Martha Stewart becomes the oldest model in history to cover Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
I love it.
To be on the cover. Good for her.
What does it trigger you?
No, it doesn't trigger me. I want women to feel empowered to do what makes them happy. I'm not going to get sucked into some vortex of saying something negative at all. I think women do what makes them feel good.
You think women like Martha are changing the way we see women when they're in their 70s and 80s?
I guess. My question is just, why Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue? Like, it's a very...
Because it's celebrating women of an old age looking fantastic.
Was that this issue?
I'm assuming.
Like, was it just all women of older age?
I don't think so.
This is the traditional Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, which was like always known for supermodels gracing the cover.
She's a supermodel. She's a rock star.
She's
Martha
a mogul.
Stewart.
She's a mogul.
She's a rock star.
I wouldn't
star.
Say she's a supermodel.
She's a supermodel. She's a very beautiful lady.
Let's rephrase that. I don't think Martha Stewart ever identified as a supermodel.
Okay, but you know what I mean. To you, she might not be a supermodel, but for women in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, she is a supermodel.
No,
look at her.
I'm talking about as a profession. I don't think
but
she's
But who cares?
I'm saying that Sports Illustrated.
Bravo for Sports Illustrated to breaking out of the mold, thinking outside the box, and saying, you know what? Instead of getting a 20-something hot supermodel that I've seen that we've seen them 1,000 times or dime a dozen. How do you say that?
Dime a dozen.
Dime a dozen. Why don't we just go with a woman of age that takes care of herself? That it's a freaking mogul.
So
it's an entrepreneur.
I'm gonna flip.
She went to jail, but that's a different thing.
Yeah. Let's not forget that moment.
Okay. She didn't know.
I'm sorry. What? What was your thing before we talked about the woman on top that knows everything?
Well, she didn't.
Who's in charge?
She learned her lesson. She learned her lesson.
I think she paid a price and went
to
jail.
So she did, and she did her time. She didn't kill nobody.
I didn't say she killed anybody. I want to flip this for a second. As much as you're celebrating this, if you had an 81-year-old woman who was extremely proud of herself in every which way, as she should be, would you be okay if she was on the cover of Playboy and naked throughout in her own centerfold of Playboy magazine?
If it makes her happy?
Yeah, but would you?
And fulfilled? Good for her.
So you'd be just as happy to buy that issue or see that issue and go through it and be like, oh my God,
I'm not
so
buying any issue because I don't buy Sports Illustrated or Playboy. So it doesn't really matter to me. Am I going to stop from celebrating that they love who they are and they're exposing something that might trigger a conversation?
A different conversation with me and be like, can you believe this girl's naked in Playboy magazine at 81 years old? You're telling me you're going to embrace it the same way you're embracing her on the cover?
I'd be like, she has balls.
So this picture with her coming out, making the kiss face with the water all over her face, you would be fine if that was a nude woman in Playboy magazine at 81? You cool with that?
I'd be like, she is fearless. Good for her.
Really?
Look how she looks beautiful, Eric. What is your problem?
She looks great.
Stunning.
Fantastic. I'm sure that, you know, like every woman in these magazines, that there's a nice...
it's fully retouched. Of course it is. Even if when they're 19, it's still going to be fully retouched.
She looks fantastic.
She looks great.
I'm just saying, as much as you're celebrating the essence of what Sports Illustrated is, the essence of Playboy
I'm
is something. Are you okay with an 81-year-old
I am celebrating a woman being comfortable in her own skin.
So you're fine if a 90-year-old woman does Playboy?
Whatever. Good for her. She looks fantastic and she's smiling and inviting.
So there's no age limit on any of these magazines?
No.
110-year-old woman.
Let her spread the legs.
Whoa!
Like this, look.
Whoa. I think it's great. It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Martha, I'm proud
clearly.
Of you, Martha.
Be proud
I'm
of
proud
Martha.
Proud of you, Martha. Looking good.
Listen, I'm sure a lot of people are going to give her caca over it, but she's happy. She looks happy.
She looks
Let
very
her
happy.
Be.
I hope Snoop Dogg is on this cover because they're
besties.
Yeah, they're besties.
That shows you a lot.
I like Martha.
She's hip and urban, current.
Martha, we're proud of you. What was that laugh?
You're funny. Anyways, I love you.
I love you too.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.